You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca.
For sure. Like, especially considering what you mentioned before, how tightly packed the Eastern Conference standings are. You know, two games above 500, about a little under a quarter of the season in, when you've been missing Tkachuk, Barkov, Nosek, Kulikov, so many guys. I think the Panthers and Paul Maurice have to be pretty happy. It was a little murky. They struggled a lot on the road early on. They got blown out in Anaheim about a week and a half ago. And then the day after that, Paul Maurice called a practice in LA, back to basics type of practice. We're going to work on the A, B's and C's of our systems. And since then, they've only had one regulation loss. They've simplified things a bit, and it seems to be working. They're just maneuvering their way through these injury issues. And so far, I think whether you're a Panthers fan or you're in the front office, you have to be pleased with what they've done.
When you look at their injuries, like, you know, hey, guys get hurt all the time. The E2 Loskarinen one is obviously unfortunate, barbecuing accident. How serious is it? Do you know how long he's going to be out?
There's no real specific timetable. Paul Maurice, the way he broke it down for us the other day was that this is an injury that isn't really a common one for them to deal with in terms of like NHL, you know, doctors and all that. Burn injuries they don't happen very often in terms of like waiting for a guy to get back in. So it's just a matter of like, he's okay. It's just, when is his skin going to heal? When is he going to be able to put on all of his gear and have it working and get hit and have things stick? So it's just a matter of how long is it going to take for that to heal? It could be, you know, a couple weeks, it could be a month. That's something that they're just kind of waiting and seeing. It's an unfortunate thing. It's kind of a freak accident that had happened. You know, fortunately it wasn't more serious, but it's just weird. Like, you don't often hear about guys waiting for like skin injuries to heal in terms of getting back in the lineup. So they're just kind of wait and see with that.
Okay. You look at how they've been playing. You mentioned kind of get back to basics for them. You know, they've given up more goals than they normally would, and maybe not having Barkov obviously attributes to that. But what was it about? Were they just playing too loose defensively as a team? What did you see as maybe the issues that led to so many goals against early on?
I think it was like an inability to get to their bread and butter game where they're driving pucks deep, where they're working your opposition defense and they're tiring you out. Other teams were able to play their styles, whether it was a rush game, whether it was something that stretched the ice a little bit more east and west, as opposed to the north and south game that Florida likes to play. And they had to adapt and try to succeed while playing in a style that maybe they weren't so familiar with. And in that regard, they've done a good job in not getting too far out of the game. Whenever the Panthers get into a track meet type of game where it's rush chances back and forth, that's really bad for what Paul Maurice is trying to do, just because it doesn't allow his guys to stick. It doesn't allow them to run their routes the way that they like to. So it's been a little bit of an adventure in that regard. Slowly but surely, they're finding ways to get their style more locked in. I think it's just been so many, not just young guys, but players that weren't experienced in playing that style. Whether it's been new additions like a Luke Cunning or like a Noah Greger, these guys you're going to be a step slower when it's not muscle memory, right? And even if it's just a half a second, that makes a big difference whether it's on a zone exit, whether it's on a route, whether it's getting a puck in deep. So slowly but surely, they're starting to pick things up a little quicker and do things without thinking. And I think it's just a matter of repetitions with these guys. The more they get, the better they're going to be.
One guy has been there and knows the system well. If you look at his numbers, you know, point production, you know, you look at his goal, four goals against, 5-on-5. You know, Sam Bennett, they're probably hoping for a little bit more. How would you evaluate Bennett's, you know, he's got four goals, he's got 6 points in 20 games, but he's been outscored 12-7, 5-on-5. That's probably the number that they're most concerned with.
Yeah, a few of those were empty netters. So, like, Paul Maurice, when he's asked about this, he's always cautioning us, like, don't lead too much into the numbers on Benny. Like, defensively, he's been fine. But for Sam Bennett, for like Carter Verhaeghe, these guys are just really struggling to find the back of the net. With Bennett, like, he's been playing on three different lines. He's been in different situations in terms of special teams. They've really asked him to do a lot because they, you know, when you lose a Sasha Barkov, I've said with this Panthers team, you knock out one of the top two centers and you're really screwing up the way they want to play hockey, whether it's Barkov or whether it's been Bennett over the last couple of years. When either of them have been out of the lineup, it messes things up a little bit in terms of the forward ranks. I think Sam Bennett, for his credit, like, he's been so positive and he's just been chugging along and he hasn't let the snake bit offensiveness affect his game too much. Lately, he's gotten a couple more goals. He only had one goal through, I think, the first 10 or 12 games. So he's starting to come around a little bit more. I just give credit to him just because he hasn't let it affect his game at all. The defensive game is so much, such an important element of how he plays. So far to this point, it hasn't fallen off. So hopefully for him and for guys like Verhaeghe, I mentioned before, that they can just start getting going because you have to feel for them.
Looking at this game tomorrow, the Oilers are obviously in a much different situation. A, they've lost to Florida in back-to-back Stanley Cups. It's final game of a 7-game road trip. And they're just not playing well, but it's not like they have, Hyman and McDavid out, like Barkov and Tkachuk, kind of similar to their teams, right? They don't have those guys out. So Edmonton, I think, would probably be in a more frustrated space right now, maybe a little bit fatigued. Last year when they went into Florida thinking there'd be redemption, they got kind of spanked in that game. Their coach even called out a few passengers after that game. They just called up Connor Clattenburg as a feisty 20-year-old. You know, he's a physical player. You know, I don't expect him to bring a lot of offense, physical guy. Try to bring some energy to a team that maybe hasn't had it. And obviously AJ Greer is there. The Panthers have a lot of physical players. Do you find the Panthers, do they still play significantly better when the game gets a little rougher? And without Gadjevich and without Tkachuk, have their games been a little tamer?
To answer your first question, absolutely. When things get a little mucky, when teams start focusing on the physical element and maybe focusing a little bit less on what they're trying to do, that plays into the Panthers' advantage 100%. It's without guys like Bart or without guys, excuse me, like Tkachuk and Gadjevich, maybe you don't see as much of the little post whistle scrums around the opposing net, particularly. But I think just in terms of Florida's style of play, how there's always going to be physical, they're always going to have a guy on your back. I think that brings out that physical element and that, that manly nature, for lack of a better term, when teams play Florida. And you saw it from New Jersey.
Right.
Nico Hischier is a guy who's not known as a physical player. When he plays Florida, it just seems to bring it out of him. And I think that's the case with a lot of guys. I'm just bringing up Hischier because they played him last night, actually. And I think that's part of maybe what frustrates, I don't know if the Oilers themselves or Edmontonians, just because you see how they come out of their game a bit when they play Florida. And is that going to happen tomorrow? Perhaps. Whenever these East-West teams play each other that don't have a lot of familiarity, it always kind of makes me laugh that there's so much physicality in it. But as you mentioned, the history between these two teams, like everybody knows about it at this point. And then after what happened last regular season, it makes you wonder what's going to happen when Edmonton comes to town this time. And, Florida also, they had a guy, Jack Devine, just get called up, made his NHL debut on Thursday. So both teams are kind of not where they want to be, I think, in terms of particularly their forward ranks. But that could make for a fun night. I know that there's a lot of buzz down here about the Oilers coming back to town. A lot of people are looking forward to going to the game tomorrow. And, anytime these teams meet, it's entertaining, if nothing else. So, I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow.
How's Jeff Petrie fit in?
So far, it's been gradual. And it's not out of the realm like what we've seen the last couple of years. 2 years ago, it was Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Took him a couple of months to get acclimated. Last year, Nate Schmidt struggled a decent amount early in the season. And by the end, they were loving everything that he was doing, obviously, now moving on. So I think with Petrie, it's been a slow progression. He's starting to get it a little bit more. He's a big guy. I was actually surprised how big he looked on the ice. I just hadn't noticed him like that, but he's very big. He moves well for a guy, particularly a guy of his age, in 37, 38 years old. But he's coming along nicely. The offense is starting to show up a little bit. He's starting to get a little bit more pucks on the net. And they've plucked him in a little bit more on the second power play as well. So you can see that they're trusting him gradually as the season goes on. I think, for what the expectation was, at least from my perspective and watching defensemen come in and out over the last few years, I think he's doing okay.
Okay. Overall, Seth Jones, he came in late last year, obviously fit in quite well. He seems to be a regular, him and Mikkola, right? Obviously got Forsling and Ekblad, and those four are pretty much set, right? Like they play pretty much together all the time.
Yeah. Since last season, that's been pretty much the top four when everybody's healthy.
Yeah. When you look at Jones, and I thought he fit in pretty well right away, has he almost fit in better now? Or like, how would you evaluate this season now after last year and where he looks in the team?
I think where I notice the difference is where you notice him during the game. I noticed him a lot more last year in the defensive end and how it just kind of felt like he was trying to keep up a little bit. He was really relying on his instincts more than Florida's style of play. I think this year he has a much better understanding of where he needs to be at all times, where his teammates are on the ice. Is he fine? The exits for me have kind of just kind of gotten exponentially better. He's getting guys in stride. He's able to jump up and play a little bit more. His shot attempts, his shots on goal are growing. And I think it's just the comfort level with Jonesy. Like, his attitude has been spectacular since he got here. I think he's just been really happy to have been acquired by Ford. Obviously, we know it wasn't, you know, all roses for him in Chicago. But no, I think this season he's probably impressed me more than anybody else, just in terms of how comfortable he looks, how strong he looks offensively, and how he hasn't at all been any kind of a liability defensively. There was, you know, a little bit of a knock on him from Chicago, and granted, they had him doing such different things than what Paul Maurice asks of him in Florida. But no, I really liked what I think from what's been happening with Seth Jones, and I don't think he's done improving. I think there's another level that he's still reaching to get. He's just got such a raw physical talent. He's so good at getting pucks on net. To see him start to do it more comfortably, I'm really excited to see what else he can offer this season.
Great stuff, Dave. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Thank you. I will. Should be fun. Are we going to get another Edmonton-Florida final, or are they going to get it figured out, Jason? That was the only question I wanted to ask you.
Well, long ways from that. The orders are better than they're playing. There's no question about that. I do think they'll figure it out now. You know, can they get back to the Cup final when we get into that third round of the playoffs? Colorado, Dallas, they both look really good right now. So
yes.
I think Edmonton will have them and Florida are both going to, I think when the playoffs start, both of them will be considered one of the top contenders. I think by the end of the season, you know, especially Tkachuk comes back, and especially for Florida, Barkov comes back for the playoffs. My goodness, it's going to be hard to count them out for sure.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, no, it should be good. I think, you know what, Order fans will probably love the fact, like, well, they just want to see their team win, but if they could somehow beat Florida in the Cup final, it would probably make it just a tad sweeter for sure. So
I'd love to see the celebration in Edmonton if that happens, that's for sure.
It would be a great storyline to see them go back to back to back. Like, that would be wild. I don't think that's ever happened in NHL history. So, well, maybe the original 6 days, I'd have to go back and look, but definitely not since the league expanded. So that'd be wild. Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Jason, take care.